But in the wake of the opioid crisis, perhaps the biggest worry is that loosening the reins too much on the use of ketamine and similar drugs could lead to a new abuse crisis. That's why Wall Street analysts are particularly excited by Allergan's rapid-acting antidepressant rapastinel, which is about a year behind esketamine in testing. Researchers say it likely acts on the same target in the brain as ketamine, the MDA receptor, but in a more subtle way that may avoid the dissociation side effects and abuse potential. Studies in lab animals show the drug doesn't lead creatures to seek more of it, as they sometimes do with ketamine. Allergan's medicine is an IV drug, but the company is developing an oral drug. For its suicide study, Allergan is working hard to enroll veterans, one of the populations most affected by the recent spike in suicides, and has included several U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs medical centers as sites in the trial. More than 6,000 veterans died by suicide each year from 2008 to 2016, a rate that's 50% higher than in the general population, even after adjusting for demographics, according to VA data. How the brain mediates what makes us who we are is still a mystery, and maybe we will never fully understand it. What really changed the landscape here is you had clinical data showing this really does the trick. Once you find something in the darkness, you really have to figure out, can you do something better, faster, safer?